Joe, what can I ask, or what can I answer for you?
Hello, Dr. Sherman. I got a question. Are you also an MD, ND?
No, I'm just an ND, naturopathic physician.
I see. So you mentioned other medications. Can you say something about a medication called Voltaren, diclofenac, I guess it is.
Voltaren, and you're taking that for?
It's for my neck and shoulder. I just wondered, it's supposed to be like an anti-inflammatory. Can you tell me any specifics? Because it seems to, it's like I'm taking poison, you know. It upsets my stomach, it upsets my intestines all the way down. You know, it causes things that I don't like. And so I call and talk to the doc, and they go, well, oh, here, well, take some Prilosec. That'll solve that part. I'm just a little confused. Something is like a poison.
And yeah.
And the doc says, go ahead and take this to counteract the side effects. And what is Voltaren? I mean, is that all it is? I mean, prior to that, I've taken a bunch of ibuprofen and things like that to deal with pain.
Yeah.
So I'd like your opinion on that.
Well, the Voltaren is also considered an NSAID. It's a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. So, and those are notorious, you know, for disrupting your digestion and causing even bleeding within the stomach. And you want to really be careful. I would probably, if you were my patient, I'd want to coach you in getting off of that and maybe using something else, maybe acupuncture or something else that might help with the pain.
Right,
is it a particular joint, or are you having a?
It's from my neck over into my shoulders, and then, you know, my left shoulder especially. It just don't go away. I've had it for months now, and you know, I know where it's at. I can feel it, and I'm seeking medical help, and that's how I got prescribe this pill. The thing is, I plan on going to somebody that can really take a good picture and see what's going on. I was just curious about that. You know what I mean? I mean, somebody's prescribing something for you, it causes you problems, and then they say, well, we can fix that problem if you just go ahead and take some of this. And then when it comes to that, like Prilosec, I think it's omeprazole or something like that. Isn't omeprazole, what's the deal with that? Doesn't that cause some kind of problem if you take it for a long time?
Yes. Most of the indications for that is just up to a couple of weeks or so. And the thing with omeprazole or any kind of acid blocker in the stomach is it really limits your absorbability of a lot of different nutrients, including B12, minerals. So you end up becoming more and more deficient. And I know a lot of conventional docs will have you stay on that for years and years. And so, yeah, it's kind of one of those things that you're taking it because you're on the Voltaren. And if we can get you off the Voltaren, you likely won't need the omeprazole, or you could get away with other digestive support around that. So
I see. So, and that deficiency, especially in an older person, I mean, can it cause like inflammation that you shouldn't have because you're on that? You know,
because you're on
being so deficient and all the, you know, like, you know, this person I'm talking about, my friend, she takes it, been taking it for years, like you say,
yeah.
Doctor, go ahead and take it. And so she takes all these supplements, and yet she still has, I say, a lot of inflammation, you know, aches and pains,
sure,
that she probably wouldn't have if she was actually absorbing, like, these magnesiums and stuff like that. She probably wouldn't have as much pains and cramps, things like that. So,
yeah, and Joe, if you could hold on for one minute, I just have a last break to get to, and I just want to give you a little more information on that. So hold on, won't you please? Joe, thanks for your call. I did want to mention for our other folks, there's a phenomenal website called mytavin.com, M-Y-T-A-V-I-N, That's MYTAVIN. And you can go to this website and plug in the medications that you're taking, and they'll pop up a list of the nutrients that you could be lacking based on the medication that you're taking. So I use that a lot with just day-to-day patient care. And with Voltaren, I'm seeing that it can disrupt your sleep. It can suppress melatonin in your body. So I don't know if that's an issue for you. Melatonin is one of those things that helps with sleep and tends to increase in the evenings to help us feel more drowsy. It can also deplete folate and iron. So those should probably be monitored also. But again, those are nutrients that are typically dependent on stomach acid in your body. So if you're suppressing that with a acid blocker, of course, you're gonna have multiple problems eventually the longer you take it. But I like this website. I wanted to give everyone that. They also have references that support the symptoms of deficiency there. Yeah, unfortunately, natural medicine doesn't have really hard-hitting pain relief other than acupuncture. Acupuncture can be really a powerful thing, and I use it on myself when I go to the dentist, and, you know, I've had root canals and all kinds of things done without any anesthetic, so...
What does acupuncture actually do? Is it push a point in your body that releases like natural, I don't know if it's like natural morphine that you have in your body. Is that what it's really doing? And calming that area down and giving you relief? Is that what acupuncture actually does?
You know, I'm not sure anyone actually knows the exact, but that is the theory, yeah, that the acupuncture points, you can stimulate endorphin production, and that helps with the pain relief. But with a skilled acupuncturist, they can determine, you know, the exact points and how much stimulation, and it's really an art and a science using acupuncture. So we do have a acupuncturist at our North Tahoma clinic if you'd like to go there and get some help with that. But like I say, that would be my best advice for pain relief.
I don't mean to interrupt you real fast, but back to that Voltaren, you know, that reason I went to the doc is because with the pain, I'm not sleeping. And then now I realize after you say that, I'm even waking up more. You know what I mean? I'm not sleeping good at all. I mean, I'm sleeping worse with this stuff. So that's amazing. You know, I'm going like, wait a minute, you know? I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, it's like, here I was taking, I don't know, about 6,000-7,000 units of ibuprofen a day, you know, and especially heavy at night. So I'd try to sleep through, and then I'd throw a couple of Benadryl in there, you know, and it'd be waking me up. But now I'm hearing, oh, my God, it knocks down your melatonin, and I wonder I'm even getting less sleep.
So yeah, that's what we try to do is, you know, get to the underlying cause, you know, treat the deficiencies and hopefully that can help. And we support a lot of people in getting off their acid blockers too. So that's something you really want to get off of soon.
Well, I'm definitely going to call back next week when the Frank Tambori from Arizona's on. I'd like to ask him a few questions. I really appreciate your radio show very much.
Thank you, Joe. Okay. Thanks for calling in.